CNN Radio. I'm Michelle Wright. Our top story, police in southern France are searching for a man who opened fire in front of a Jewish school, killing a teacher and three children. Investigators say one of the guns used in the shooting was also used in two shootings earlier this month. CNN's Jim Bitterman reports police don't have many leads on the suspect.
All that can be said about this gunman is that he's very cold-blooded and very deliberate about the way he attacks people. He drives up on a motorcycle. The police say now it's a stolen motorcycle. On a motorcycle, he gets off, starts shooting, and then gets back on the motorcycle and races away.
Police have increased security at synagogues and Jewish institutions in New York as a result of those shootings. The U.S. soldier suspected of killing 16 Afghan civilians more than a week ago is meeting with his lawyer. CNN's Ted Rowland says these face-to-face meetings with Staff Sergeant Robert Bales and his attorney are happening at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
They apparently met for 3 hours this morning, had a lunch break, and are at it again. And according to the spokesperson here at Fort Leavenworth, he is planning on staying through midweek, John Henry Brown. So this is the first of, sounds like, a couple days of interaction with his client.
So far, no charges have been filed yet against Bales. The 911 tapes have been released in connection to the shooting death of a 17-year-old in Florida. Trayvon Martin was shot last month, in Sanford, Florida. The gunman, George Zimmerman, made the first call to 911 to report a suspicious person in the neighborhood. That call was followed by terrified neighbors who heard screams for help before the gunshot.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your...
There's gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
No charges have been filed against Zimmerman, who says he shot Martin in self-defense. I'm Michelle Wright. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.